says in the parsha, "Hey, pasuk vav, daber bnei Yisrael isho isho, ki yasu mikol chatos ha'odom limo ilmal ba'ashem, ve'oshmo ha'nefesh ha'yim." Mora speaks out, we talk about the person that steals, the I know someone gives him money, he's makhish that he got the money, and he makes a shvua shov, וישבדו אס חטוסו משרוסו. So they have to be מישבד. והישי וששומוי ברוישוי. And he has to give back the money that owes. So the מפורשים שטל, it says, וישבדו אס חטוסו משרוסו, לא שן רבי. וישבדו אס חטוסו משרוסו. And then it says, "Veheishi v'sashomoy loshen yochid." Why it says in the beginning, "V'isvadu beloshen rabbi"? And then it says, "Veheishi." I want to explain the deal before the pshat. "Davo b'Yisrael isha isha ki yasu mikol chatos odom limo ilmal ba'ashem v'oshmo anefesh ohi v'isvadu es chatoso." So to ask you stomach kasha, why it says beloshen rabbi? It's not such a kasha, because we speak in a klal Yisrael. Yeah? People that do averus, when they will do tshuva, they will do tshuva and they will be misvaded. So it could be beloshen rabbi. But the pasuk finishes veheishiv es hashomoy, and he will return the money that he owes. So you start beloshen rabbi veisvadu, and you finish veheish. Zog da oznaim latoiro, gival vikevot. The Gemara says, the pasuk says in Shmos, "Shvuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneim." Right? We speak about a person that gave his friend money, and the friend claims he never got the money, and he makes a shvuah shov. The pasuk says, "Shvuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneim." So the Gemara says, Rashi says it in Shmos Chof Beis, "What is shvuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneim?" Rashi says that shneim chayovim al hashvua. Not only the person that is nishba lashoker, the person that gave money to his friend without edim, that gave him the Pesach, that tomorrow he could say, "I don't owe you money," and he could make a shvua shov, you also have to do tshuva. You will machshil him and making the shvua shov. Because if you would give him be edim, he would never make a shvua shov. So you machshil shvua shov. So what? So you cause the chilul Hashem. Terrible zach. The avoyin of chilul Hashem is so stark. Not only the person that makes a shvua shov is nitba, and the avoyin of chilul Hashem. The fact that you gave your friend without aiding, and you the cause that he was nishba lashker, you are machshil min chilul Hashem. Zog the Oznaim LaTorah, so it's Givaldik. When the Pasuk says about the Vidui, about the Chet, both of them have to make tshuva. The person that made the Shvua Shov, and the person that gave his friend without aiding, that caused him to make a Shvua Shov. So in the Avera of the Chilul Hashem of the Shvua Shov, both have to make a Shvua. Masha'ein came. To give back the money, only the ganav has to give back the money. So b'meile v'yisvadu es avoinom zog doznaim l'teira. Both of them have to be misvadu avoin. But the shvua shov, the heishiv es akzeile is only one. So this is zog doznaim l'teira. The pasuk starts v'yisvadu es hashomom, but v'heishiv es akzeile. Then the pasuk is mamshir. Ve'ish es kedoshov lo yiye, ish asher yiten lakoyen lo yiye. It's a kfeilus of a pasuk. Ish es kedoshov lo yiye, kol trumo lechol kodesh bnei Yisrael asher yagrimu lakoyen lo yiye. Ish es kedoshov lo yiye, ish asher yiten lakoyen lo yiye. So Rashi brings down the Gemara. Now we darshan it like this. Medrash Agode. Ish Kedoshov lo yiyeh. A person that doesn't give the Kohen the Trumah, he doesn't give Ma'is, lo yiyeh. He will only have a tenth of what he has. Ish is Kedoshov. If he doesn't give it, lo yiyeh. Asher yiten lakoyen, lo yiyeh. But if you give to the Kohen, you will have more and after. It's the Medrash Agode. So I want to bring down the Goyen, says a Givaldik Avot, we say every time in Shabbos and Bamei Madlikim, HaMechabes HaNer, Mipnei Shiu Misyore, Mipnei Listim, Nei Ruach Ro, Oy Bishvil HaChoy LeSheyitran Potu, it's Melocha SheYetzricha LeGufa, Kechos Al HaNer, Kechos Al HaShemen, Kechos Al HaPsi LeChayev, because Melocha SheYetzricha LeGufa, you want to save the oil. Frank the Goyen, what is Kechos Al HaNer? Kechos al Hashemen, Kechos al Hapsila. The right way would be to write HaMechabes HaNer Mipnei Shum Misyorem Mipnei Goyim Ruachro Oy Bishil HaChoy LeShish An Potu Chos al HaNer Mipnei Shum Chos al HaNer Chos al Hashemen Chos al Hapsila Chayim. What is Kechos al HaNer Kechos al Hashemen Kechos al Hapsila? What is this Chof? Zog the Goyen, the person shuts the fire because he wants to save the oil. He wants to save the ner. But you don't gain from doing aveira. So he means, a meint as a reschos al ner. A meint as a reschos al Hashemen. He's doing it for that purpose. Aber shutsim. Kechos al ner, he means. Kechos al Hashemen, he means. Kechos al apsilo, but it's not happening. It's not because of that. It will not happen because of that. So he thinks that he's saving money. Ish asher yiten lakoyen. Ish kedoshov. Lo yiyeh. You think you will gain? You will never gain. A person will ask, it's a very shame of all from the Goyen. We say the Erev Shabbos, kechos al haner, kechos al hashemen ayinu. A person blows off the candle in Shabbos because he wants to save oil, he's chayim, right? But he thinks that he saved oil. He will lose so much money. Lo yu'umen ki yesupah. You will lose so much money like a woman, ki is super. Like a woman, ki is super. People see them, it's as they do aveiras and they gain money. You see in the world, you see all the chosal aners make money. All the chosal hashemen make money. The answer is, he eats up the ilam haba. He eats up his ilam haba. Move on for him that the Olam Haba is like a very, very expensive hotel. They charge, you know, everyone knows once you go to a hotel. That's of course what I heard that goes, maybe once I saw it, I don't know, but for sure I heard like that. So the Moshe in the room is a fridge. You can take out a can of Coke. But if you take out, there they charge you very much money, yeah? If you go outside, you can buy it for a dollar. If you open it yourself, and you take out from the fridge in your room, you pay $5. Choshev HaTel, you pay $20 for a little cat. Olam Hazeh is a Zasot Hotel. A breakfast, 500 mitzvahs. Lasagna, Masech Tepsochim. Trip, Ben Azmanim, Shas Bavli. That's the price. Mitzvahs, Tzedokah, Chesed, everything is raised. Person thinks he's gaining. He sees he's making money in this world. But he eats up his schar, his chusav, all different scharim that he has. Who doesn't pay money in a very expensive hotel? There's two kind of people that don't pay money when they go to an expensive hotel. Some people that the company that they're working for, they need them to work in a Jersey for a week. So they said they need to go to London for a week. So he goes down, he doesn't know no one this. He goes in a fancy hotel. But this doesn't go off his salary. Even and how much drinks he takes out, it just goes straight to the company. Why? Because he's working for the company. When the company gives him a vacation, and he goes, then he pays for every dollar. But when he's working, and they set him up there, they need him in that place, so they pay for him. If a person comes to this world, and he's here because he's working for Hashem. She's like, oh, he needs things, yeah? He needs to rest. Friday afternoon a little bit, Shabbos for half an hour, and more. I mean, he needs some chunk. He needs some things. He doesn't charge. I'm saying more from that. Some people have a lot of needs. I'm not telling you now to try to cut off of your needs. Every person, enjoy your needs. If you feel that you're here b'shlichus from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then after Kamina is, you have to know, I have to do my job. Person goes to the vacation. So, Shach is there Shvach, Mincha is Shvach, Chulei. So he can't say that now he's in a business trip. Now he's on vacation. He knows that Hashem wants him to daven. That vacation will be very expensive. Nothing will be left for Mischusim. He needs to rest. But if he's in this world, B'shlichas Hashem, he's a system. This is one person. Same thing as another people that they don't charge him, the waiters. The waiters in the hotel, they don't charge them. They stay either sitting in a chair in the hotel, and they're resting there, they have the room where they rest. Okay, they get paid for being in the hotel. The hotel needs them to be there, they're paying them. Person is in this world, and he's the waiter of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's doing the tachlis, he's not charged. A person can enjoy the Zelbezach. It says in the Parsha, I want to go back later, suppose Shein HaChishbonis though, I want first, I say every year, and I like to say it over again and again, it says, we have in our Parsha like this, we have Parsha's Soito, Ish Ketista Ishto Yomar Lo Mal, Yomar Lo Bamal, So later we go back later, all different Shaina Cheshbonos though. Then it says after the Parsha of Nozir. לא יאמר לך שכל הרוי עשו איתו בקלקולו יזיר עצמו מן היין שהוא מביא לידי ניוף רוי עשו איתו בקלקולו יזיר עצמו מן היין. And this chazal is one of the hardest chazals to understand. What is רוי עשו איתו בקלקולו? He didn't go on the street and he saw a lady chazan chas v'sholem. He didn't see no treife de kemares. He's in Beis HaMikdosh. Rosoito bekilkulo. What is soito bekilkulo? He comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he sees soito that they brought it to Beis Hamikdash, and they were choshed that she did something, so they gave it to drink, and then she blew up. She mamish becomes pieces. I think if I would have a group of teenagers, I would have read in the duch a bit of the yonif and sneers, and I will see that I'm not so successful, and I will hear that there's a soito in Beis Hamikdash. That the Olam knows she did it, and soon she's going to blow up. Yeah, I'll bring all these kids in. Tell them, look what happens to someone that does something bad. She'll drink and boom, subam, she'll fly all over. Yeah, these kids from now on will never do something bad, right? That's it. The best mismatch. Chazal said, no, you saw it. Mistome, you'll be the next one to do it. Start to drink wine. You have to be a Polish. When a person sees that something bad was done, he doesn't even see the bad. He's aware that this issue was mezane tachas bailo. It breaks the musogim of kedusha by him, and he's the next one to fall to do chas v'sholem something bad. So vayt at shero soito bekilku. Person could think, what is so bad to read news, to read a newspaper? So don't look at the dirty pictures. Just the headlines in the New York Times. You know how much Ro Soita Bekilkula you have there? Just grade there, you don't even see Bekilkula. So there's the Soita, the Valley didn't happen. No, I'm just reading the news. I also want that they will kill that guy. Is terrible. He's already doing 20 mice, 20 mice. How is Mashpia terrible? Person listens to the news. Oh, he just wants to know. In the end, there will be sports, so he listens. The Agav. Soita bekilkulo. Person doesn't understand. Why am I Yishmach? Why have to work on Kedusha? Chazal say if a person sees someone, sees how bad it is to do Aveira, you didn't have to do it. And people open every day a newspaper and they see Soita bekilkulo. Every day. Every day they fall. Kaluchema ben Mleshe, Kaluchema, the other electric advisors, yeah? Soita bekilkulo. You know who says it? Everyone knows it. Chazal say, Amalek, we hate him forever. What he did, when we went out of Mitzrayim, he started up with us. So he was Mekarer Dan Batya. I don't understand what kind of Mekarer Dan Batya is. Christ went out of Mitzrayim, Amalek started, and we killed him. We won. Forget it. A good lesson to everyone. Moshe picks up the hands, they die. But there are miracles. People thought you can't start up with Klal Yisrael. You could. You lose. Next person will not lose. It's Mekarer Dan Batya. So bad that we have a tiny forever on Amalek. We have a tiny forever on Amalek. The person doesn't realize. That's Bodu Kumenuse. Bodu Kumenuse. This is the Kerech of the Yitzhar Hore. He lets you see the bad. No, it's so bad, it's bad. People speak like Dalton is terrible. These people are Mamish not Makpi. These people say, like this. He speaks against all the priests, yeah? The Schmutz. So speaking against all the people that are Bala Aveira. This is the Rosh Soita Bekilkula. It's the emissary Rosh Soita Bekilkula. This is the emissary Rosh Soita Bekilkula. I heard once, the Rebbe, Moses says, Rosh Soita Bekilkula Yaziratzma Minayai. Lomu Nismecho Parsha Soita Le Parsha Snozir. Parsha Snozir Le Parsha Soita. Rosh Soita Bekilkula Yaziratzma Minayai. Shail is when you open the Shas, it works out different. Nedorim. Nazir Saita. We have the day of Saita and after it Nazir. Lama Nizmecha Pasha Saita le Pasha Nazir. Pasha Nazir after Pasha Saita. Oh, Saita bekilkulo. Yazir Hatsim min Ayai. And by us, it's Pung Fakert. Pung Fakert. So maybe the Gemara in the beginning of Saita stays on it. The Dorim Nazir. So the Gareva was said, that in the Torah, Ro Soito Bekilkulo Yazir Atzma Min Hayayin. Aber Rabbonon make a Archot. And by us is Yazir Atzma Min Hayayin before you see Soito Bekilkulo. The Rabbonon, you have to make a Shmira before you come to the Soito Bekilkulo. And the Torah, if you fell, you saw Soito Bekilkulo, then it's Yazir Atzma Min Hayayin, you have to take it, be careful. Aber with the Rabbonon, we have to make the Archot before Ro Soito Bekilkulo, you have to make Atzma Min Hayayin. And the Gemara says, "Schoy, schoy, aminu lenazire, kamalei sikra." You have to keep away. Don't even go close to the kerem. So the Rabbanon Nazir is before Saita. So we come look at the Gemara brings down the parsha of Nazir. Dar of Israel v'amarto alem isho isho ki yafli neder linder neder Nazir lehazir lehashem. Linder neder nozir lehazir lehasher. Zog de gmore en edorim. Tesamut beis. Tanya Shimon HaTzadik. Miyomai lo yochalti Oshom nozir toime. Elo pamachas. Why? Because a nozir that becomes tome, be'etzem, the nozir had a plan for 30 days. Then he becomes tome. He has to be a korban. It's a whole story. So he has a little bit charota that he went into this whole system of the nazirs. So it was choishesh keilu chulin ba'azor. Chutz mi pa'machas. Pa'machas ba'odo mechod nozir min adorim. Ro'isi oisoi shu yefe enayim v'toiv ro'i v'kcoisov sduroiz lo'italtalim. Nice hair. Nice looking, nice hair. Omarti lo'i bni ma'ro'i ito le'as shchis se'ol choze yofen. So nice hair. decided to become a nazir to shave everything off. Omar li roya isi le'aro beiri. Olachti le'malos mayim min ha'mayon. I went to take water from the well. Histakalti be'ba'uah avuah sheli. I saw my own, like my own reflection. I saw it in the water. Upochas ol ha'yitzri ve'bikesh tordeini min ha'olam. Omarti lo yirosho. Lomot ha'mizgoye be'olam she'ino shelcho. Lomot ha'mizgoye be'dobor she'osi li yisrimo ve'teleo. Ha'avoido she'agaleich ha'chol ha'shomayim. מיד עמקתי ונשקתי לו על ראשו, אמרתי לו, בני, כמו ישכו ירבו נויזר ניר זירס בישראל, עליך אומר הקוסוף על פוסק דבר שאיש כי יפ לי לידר נדר נוזר לעזר לאשר. Everyone knows that's בבוז that this נוזר שבדורים was one of the talim. סמוד נזח. Okay, he never looked in a mirror.
Very good.
Say, תהל. פמחס הלכת לירויס. ראיסי רויה לאובי, פמחס הלכת לירויס. I took the sheep to the water. Istakalti bebavua sheli. I saw myself inside the water. Pochazol ha'yitzri ve'bikr ha'tordeini min ha'oilo. I'm so beautiful. I look so nice. Bikr ha'tordeini min ha'oilo. Amarti lo, rosho lo bat ha'mizgoi bedobor she'en shelcho bedobor shurima ve'teile. What is the pshat? A person is a tane. He sees that he's nice looking. Pochazol ha'yitzri. Already? Such a drop? The Torah says, what do you think the Yitzhara told him? What do you think he told him to do? He didn't tell him what you think that he told him to do. He told him, be nice here, maybe it's good to comb it a little bit. Maybe it's good to play with your pace a little bit. You're nice looking, the beard managed. Even more than that, you're nice looking, maybe the shirt better, you know. Storch it, yeah, get animals on it. You look good. This is what he told him. Nishmael from them. So, aber der Nazir shabat oim nu ayoim oimer loikach lemochor oimer loikach besoif oimer loylech avoyla vedaskicha. The Nazir shabat doroim. Thought a very big yesod. The Yitzhara will come over today in the morning and tell you, listen, shmat. Shmatzach. You tell him, no way. I'm not shmatting. I was yesterday in a siyum, all the years 70 years old. So, I'm not sure if I get to learn. Sure, a couple years ago. So he was like that. He thinks that the schus that he managed in the last years to come back to learn, to become... When he was a kid 70 years ago, his father was a mayor in a city in Russia. And they made a bris mila. It was 10 people in the bris mila. His brother, 10 years old, was standing outside, to be sure. And if the Cossacks would come, they would kill them on the spot. On the spot. But his parents were meisel nefesh. He said, you think they thought that more from bris mila I will have? No. And Baruch Hashem and Yerushalayim with Einik Lach and making Siyumim. But, you know, a lot of people, I'm saying, for sure, not everyone, but managed to aim in such an Yisrael. Shmat or Yehoid? And when the Yitzhara tells you, Shabbat 7:30 or 8, then already you take the 8, yeah? 8 to 8:30? 8:30. 8:30 and 9, I don't want to get out, yeah? Why? Say that! He's not telling me to take off my yarmulke. I'm telling you, if you'll tell me to take off my yarmulke, if not, I will kill the yarmulke. If you'll tell me to do Gilei Arayis, I'm telling you, I will kill myself not to do it. To look in the newspaper. Gilei Arayis, yeah? The Nozer Shevadorim Chapt. Pochaz ol ha'yitzri ve'bikesh le'ordeini min ha'olam. The Yitzhar didn't tell him, now I'm going to kill you. Come, go out, shmatzach, do Gilei Arayis because you look nice. He told him, you look nice. He knew what it means. Bikish letordeini min ha'olam. I said, Rosho, agalecho la'shamayim. I will spoil my whole shape. The whole shape, everything I will spoil. This was the koyach of Nozer Shebadorim. I saw it being done on Maisa, that the daughter of the Chofetz Chaim says over. She remembers she was a little girl. I saw it put down. They have a staple. It's written down from her to Maisa. Chofetz Chaim was very poor. There was no money in the house. And he was sitting in his dining room. And the Seder Hayom was his wife bought in breakfast. She would bring in a cup of tea with bread. You know, they couldn't afford good bread. So in the old days, you know, it didn't go like today, you know, you buy this angel, this set bread. The baker sold bread. Not everything went in the first day. The leftovers in the second day were half price. And then you just give it back to the company, they grind it, they do it again, yeah? Use it for crumbs. Aber Amol, the baker had it, there's nothing more to do with it. They sold it in the second day, half price. So she would buy it, was very, very hard. And the Chofetz Chaim would break it and he would put it in a cup of tea. This was his breakfast. Merena Mishne Brura. Every morning. That morning, she couldn't afford to have the bread. So she came into the room to serve with water, without bread. You know what it means? The Chofetz Chaim has to learn today on a cup of tea. So she came into the room and she was tearing. This little daughter says she was a little kid, she was 5, 6 years old, sitting in the room. She sees her mom going in the room, tearing, serving her husband this cup of tea. And her father, the Chofetz Chaim, gives a bang on the table. Ich weiß was du willst. I know what you want. The Yitzhak. Du willst, you want. As Yisrael Meir will nicht lernen Teire. You want Yisrael Meir, the Chofetz Chaim, not to learn Teire. Yisrael Meir will yo lernen Teire. And then he gets quiet and he gives another bang. Ich weiß was du willst. Du willst, you want, as Yisrael Meir will nicht wachsen a Talmid Chochem. That he will not grow to be a Talmid Chochem. Yisrael Meir will yo wachsen to be a Talmid Chochem. I want to tell you, this story is the code and the secret behind the Chofetz Chaim. When a Bacha has a question to wake up in the morning, Friday morning, to come to Bis Medrash or not to come to Bis Medrash, it's not the question he will be here today or he will not be here today. The question is, he will become a Talmid Chochem or he will not become a Talmid Chochem. You think the Yitzhak Horem minds that you will come for another 2 hours? Ma'ach patlo. He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind. It's small money. He would not fight. You think he minds if you learn another extra hour by night or not? No. He minds. Not so much. But he doesn't want you to grow. If a person will feel every time when the Yitzhak Horeb makes him the Shtelzach, the war is on something else. Yisrael Meir will yove zayn a Talmid Chochem. Yisrael Meir will nish zayn a Talmid Chochem. There is the war. When a person will feel that there is the war, he will go out to fight. He will fight with all of the strength. The way the Chofetz Chaim survived, not today it's hard to learn. Today is hard to learn, so the Chofetz Chaim will open learn Shtayim Mikro. He will learn Chumash instead of learning Gemara. Learn Mishne Brura instead of learning Gemara. It's hard. There's no bread today. It's only tea. If it's all about today, Chofetz Chaim will find etzes what to do. He will find etzes. Tehillim. It's also etzes. Going to the Kaisel is also etzes. Yeah? No, you do good zachem. This if it's all about today. But if a person feels as a war, I need to be there and someone wants to stop. I want to tell you, I tell it to myself every time. Sometimes you say, no, who said he wants to stop me? Maybe punk today it's stop. I say, Alamo, Shachis, you managed to mechav in every word in Shmonesah, but it's all managed to distract you. When you finish the mechav in Shmonesah, every word, I know he left you. Because, man, when you pen Shmonesah, you never get there. Yeah, basusim, I say, Alamo, v'anachnu b'shem Hashem naskir. You know, people have to go to America, they have to take buses and and planes. By us, anachnu b'shem Hashem naskir. We just started out with Shmonesah, we get all over the world. Yeah, this is the mitzvah. They think, "Eile barechah b'lasus." Anachnu b'shem Hashem, and again, naskir. Because it's a mot nazach. It doesn't make sense. You want to daven, you start to daven, in a second you're not there. You can't, you just can't, you can't focus. It's a modern Zah. The Yitzhak doesn't want you. He knows if you daven to Hashem, he knows what will happen. Hashem will listen. He's there. So, in the minute that you feel that he left you, then if a person will feel, Bikesh letodeini min ha'olam, the war is on a fight. He wants me in the end to be a nobody. He will let me to do all different things. If bottom line is, I'm a nobody. And he wants it. And I have to fight to get somewhere else. The Nozul Shemadorim, he felt, I look nice. Oy. Who knows the Yitzhahoyim? Agalecha chol ha-shamayim. I will kill it. That Yitzhahoyim will not exist anymore. Miyad noshakti loy beroy sheizot lav Yishmoel. Amarti loy, כמויס חייר בו נזר נזירס בישראל איך הוא אומר הכוסוף איש כי ידר נדר להזיר להשם איש כי ידר נדר להזיר להשם סתם in Kretschniv they bring down this is the מקור that you know in Yerushalayim and like Boim on Sunday a lot of people went to Shimon HaTzadik now it became a little bit levitic though but you say that they don't go to Shimon HaTzadik people don't go to Miron go to Shimon HaTzadik. So there's two reasons what they say. One reason they say it's a nitzah, it's a mishum barichai. Ich weiß nicht, I'm not such a mumche. But in Kretschniv they say that the mokker is this sugya. Because Shimon HaTzadik, he ate from a tiglachas shel mitzvah. So b'meile, they take the kids to do a tiglachas shel mitzvah and they came up from Shimon HaTzadik. Zeicha, to this maise that Shimon HaTzadik said, he never ate from a hashem shel anozir. He only once was mishtatef in a tiglachas that was made l'shem shamayim. That kol kule was made l'shem shamayim. So that became the mocker that we go. It says in the parsha, Ish ish ketiste ish to yomar lomar shochav ish oiso v'init meo v'eid ein bo v'lo nitposo. So the parsha brings down the parsha from Soito. So the Gemara says in the end, what happened if she didn't do it? So the post mufches ve'im lo nitmeo isha v'toaro v'inikto v'nizro ozer. If the isha was not mezane, so maybe she will nizro ozer, she will have kids. So the Gemara in Seitoch of Zayin brings down a machlekes. Rabbi Akiva says that if she was a koro, she's nifkedes. She didn't have kids, so was a koro. Now she's nifkedes. Omar le Rabbi Shmuel, im kein yelchu kol a koro, is osu. Elo im oiso yelenes betzar, yelenes berevach. Now, the pasuk promises that she will have kids. V'nigyo ozer. So Rabbi Akiva says it means that even if she didn't have kids, it's a aftoch that she will have kids. So Rabbi Shmuel says, every isha that will have kids will go, and she will be nister, and she will have kids. Hello, so Rabbi Shmuel, Yelenes Betzar, Yelenes Berevach. If she was Alamor, Yelenes Betzar, now she'll be Yelenes Berevach. Oh, but not that if she doesn't have kids, she won't have a kid. Frank Teisvet, no Savaita. Call her Yelenes Betzar, tell her what's his also. So what do you gain? So the Tzlach says, Teretz, I'm sorry, not Tzlach. So the Tzlach, that could be a husband will divorce her. She was not sure if she will get the drink. And the husband sees that she's nistero. If he wants, throws her away. If he wants to stay, he has to take it to some midrash to clarify that everything is okay. She'll go nistero, her husband will throw her away. Ah, yeah, akora also. Akora, the aloha is after 10 years, mikra, then you have to get divorced. So she knows her husband's going to divorce her anyway. She doesn't have what to lose. So maybe she'll be nistero. Masha'en ken, Yelenes Betzar has what to gain. Was given Reb Meir Arak, was given Gdeli Yisrael. He said like this, that Be'etzer, but she'll be Nistero, it's an Isur, okay? But she needs kids, for kids you do everything, right? Well, why the man is asking to be Nistero with her? She has to find a man I will go into the room with her. He also has the Yisro of Yichud. She will do Yichud because she... And we don't ask me that a man is going to do Aveira. She's not planning to do Aveira. She's not going to do Hila. She's not going to be Mezale. She's only going to do Yichud, and the man will take her to Sarit, and then she'll be clean. Why the man will go Al Korchov, like Mukhach and Rishonim, that if it's a Parsha Saito, as they be state that if she did it, when she drinks, he also dies. They state in Chazal. If he's clean, he's also Nifkat. If it's Poikidus HaKorim VaHaKoris, she'll find a guy that doesn't have kids, yeah, that the doctor says because of him, they'll go, that a prisoner is a Oko, and she'll find a family that is a Oko, she'll tell the Oko, listen, you can't be a Oko, both of us will have kids tomorrow. And they'll close the deal. But if it's Yoledes B'Tzar, Yoledes B'Revach, no man that is Yoledes B'Tzar. So she will never find a person to do with her. So this is what the Meira. So the Meira Kozman was the Gemara of the Tzad that she's doing it because she's a Akora. So the Meira was a Cheshman that Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Im Ken Yilchu V'Yisosu. But as a Sefer called Mevasa, he says that Be'etzem, Chazal say, it's a lot of Tshuvas on it, that Shmi Shenichak B'Kdusha, Shenichna B'Kdusha Yimocha Al HaMayim, Lasu Sholem Ben Ish Le'ish. It's a Peladik Ezach. The most normal dike aveira is limchik es Hashem. And here, the only way to check the isha is to take Shem Hashem and to raise it in the water. And like this you check, so the Gemara, Shmi shenichta b'kdusha, yimocha al ha-mayim, las isholim menish li-ishto. Kunta is, when the isha is nistero, she's causing v'chil Hashem v'ayro. So how she could do it? The Teretz is. She says, very poshut, if I don't have kids, in 10 years my husband divorces me. Right? Hashem said that why Hashem made a parshah to raise the name? Because a soita, the husband wants to divorce his wife because he's chayshadur. Hashem said, you know, raise my name, then they'll stay together. So she says, listen, I'm going to get divorced because I don't have kids. I'll raise the name, then I'll stay together. It's matter herself to cause it. She says, the same reason Hashem is making the shame for the parshah soita, I will become a soita. My husband will want to boydik me, and I, how I'm causing it, but he's anyway going to divorce me in 10 years. Ain't can you let us betzal? It's time for own selfish, she will do it. I want to say, it's a mashgiach in Teiroi Rav Zundel, Zatzal. He would say from here a big yisoid. Said, Vaistois, Vizioines, people are more shvel for people from Yeledes Betzal. B'meile, he said, the bizoyan that people will think that she's a saita, she will never do it instead of the tzara guf. For having kids, people will do everything. How much pain she has, she will not be nistero, that she will not have pain. You know how much bizoyan she will have? She was nistero. A prisoner is this, or a prisoner doesn't have to have his yoinus. It says in the end of the parsha, it's a dover godel moed. I just wanted to mention it because you'll have a lot of time to think about it because you know we read the parshas on the scene again and again and again and again and again and again 12 times, yeah? And like people don't understand why it doesn't say v'chein, 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 v'chein. It's a man is out, you know. We're busy darshaning by Yom Rishon in one extra word, not extra word. We're busy darshaning every word, yeah? And here, psukim, 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 you know, Rav Shach would say, Gansi Yivom is from Oleo, Oleo. One word, yeah? Yivom Yavi Oleo says, in Arayas, Litzor Legalis Rivoso Oleo, Oleo, Oleo. Homas Echti Yivom is, that Arayas Apturus Mehibum Oleo, Oleo. One Oleo. And here is words and words and words and words and words and words. It's a lot. Remember that. A lot of time the Yitzhahor makes a person to feel is a system. So much people are learning. So many people are doing tzedakah. So much people are balei chasodim. I'm also one screw out of everyone. When the Nesim bring Kohanes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Klal Yisrael, every person... He's a oilom bifnei atzmoi. He brings a kolben, he has a toit. You come to the Shomayim, your mitzvahs will be a welt, will be a Torah, will be a parsha, not negiat no one else. If you didn't do it good, your picture will be missing. You will not see what is going around you. It doesn't make a difference if more people are missing or not more people are missing. It's your picture. Every individual person is a oilam bifnei atzmoi. Oilam bifnei atzmoi. And the Torah is marich more from every drosh in the world to say it. You know, this vault, you could have said, like, one vault, you know, one person will tell you this vault. Again, from the beginning, you daven shachris, and you daven like this, and like this, and like this. It's a ganze welt. What you did today, this Friday, morning, afternoon, late afternoon, Leil Shabbos, Shabbos by day, Shabbos afternoon, it's a ganze bismedrash. The people feel like, hey, well, Klai Yisrael Friday was Shvacha, Shabbos was Shvacha, Shavuos Manah Klai Yisrael learned. I'm a part of that whole system. Every person has a welt, and that welt he has to fill up. That nasi has to fill up his welt. It's a tafkid of every person, and nothing else will shadow it. Everyone will be checked. Karas kesef achash neim asorom mishkolo mizrok echot kesef shivim. Every detail. Shachris with that. So you will be your shachris on kavone. Mincha on kavone. Everyone a detail. Kaf achas asorom zorov melor ketoyres. Kaf achas mincha reiko miktoyres. Yeah. As I, everyone will have a whole detail. A whole parsha. Every nosi after that, yichudim and kavonis, and everyone managed to be the full picture. But everyone has to work himself. Mechazik ourselves, Be'ez Hashem, we must live.